on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Experts at the scene of a double truck crash on the N3 at Town Hill say the green chemical that spilled out of one of the heavy-duty vehicles poses a low risk. Two trucks collided in the direction of Durban, spilling citrus and cobalt onto the roadway. The RTI's Colin Govender says both trucks have just been removed from the crash site at Peter Brown Road.
The cleaning up operations, that is the removal of the cobalt and the grapefruit cargo, is currently being removed by the teams that are on scene. So we are looking at another 2 hours before the N3 is fully reopened.
KZN Transport says it's suspected at this stage that one of the trucks suffered brake failure. The department's currently waiting for a full report. This motorist just managed to miss the traffic jam.
And then I managed to wind my way down through Hilton and then to the back end of Maritzburg and then got back on the freeway at Linfield Park. Absolutely hectic. People are going to be sitting there for hours.
The leaders of two of the biggest parties in the GNU say the revised national budget is on track. The budget 3.0 will be tabled in Parliament next week Wednesday. It comes after the Finance Minister, Enoch Godongwana, reversed his decision to raise VAT by 0.5%, effectively nullifying the previous budget. It's after mounting pressure from the ANC's partners in the GNU. DA leader John Steenhuisen says their collaborative approach in crafting a new credible budget is now aimed at fostering investor confidence and economic growth. In Kimberley, ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa had this to say.
We will see how the adoption of that budget is taken forward and whether there is stability that we want is confirmed or not.
And abroad, American singer Chris Brown has been remanded into custody until June by a UK court. Sky's Connor Stefton reports.
The US singer was arrested in Manchester yesterday and charged with grievous bodily harm with intent. The charge relates to an alleged assault which happened at a nightclub in Mayfair in February 2023. Police say the 36-year-old American remains in custody ahead of his appearance at Manchester Magistrates Court. His representatives have been contacted for comment.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. And finally, a KZN man is being hailed a walking miracle after surviving a life-threatening bicycle crash thanks to his helmet. Roger Rennie from Bolito sustained 2 fractured vertebrae in his neck and was knocked unconscious while competing at a national event in Gauteng earlier this year. Paramedics say his helmet likely saved him from severe head trauma or even worse. Doctors warned his family he might never walk again. After hours in complex surgery, the 78-year-old was moving and recovering well.
My wife asked me just the other day, you know, did I fear dying? And that never really crossed my mind. The biggest fear was paralysis, and that would have been far worse than death. Thank God that I've got all my vital signs. I mean, well, I'm fully functional again, apart from my neck, which I can't turn it fully in that because of all the metal that's in there.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 26 tomorrow, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Aston Villa can solidify their Champions League chances tonight with the win against Tottenham Hotspur. Jonathan Vegas still leading the way on day 2 of the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. And Carlos Alcaraz takes the first set against Lorenzo Musetti in the Italian Open semi-final.